Yeah, I was driving up and because my vision's not the best, I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Pulls over. Do you need a hand, mate?
Yeah, yeah. Bro, I was literally... For real.
No, but like...
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was just... No, I get facts,
it,
dude.
It is facts.
You can't really say much after that. Like, you can't follow up.
Sorry.
No, I was just in thought.
It's just facts.
It is facts.
I was in thought. And I was pissing blood from it. I still got a scar from it and shit.
That's what that's from? I've noticed swear that to before, God, bro. I thought you just like always had it, eh?
Bro.
No, I'm saying, bro.
No, I'm shine.
My mate, I would finish it before I left work. That's why I skulled it and feel sick. Because there was like...
Wait, is that your second one?
There was probably like... No, I just filled this up inside because I was still thirsty.
Wait, so have you finished one of them?
I finished one of them. Yeah, right. I filled it back up. And I probably had like that much left. I was like, true. Fuck. Can't leave where I'm a bitch.
How many liters is that?
5. So...
You definitely drank way too much water.
Yeah.
That's
not good. We just Googled it. It's 2.1 litres. So like I could... The recommended a day.
Not 10. Yeah, I reckon 10. I hit that.
I drink like 3 to 4.
Yeah, right.
Because I've got a 1 litre bottle and I haven't counted, but the amount that I fill it up at work, I reckon I have like 4 litres.
Yeah, shit. That's a lot.
I think that's like okay.
Yeah, right.
And I wonder why I piss so much though. Like, it makes sense. I keep freaking out, like, oh, I've got a problem. And I'm like,
same.
You're drinking a lot of water.
Yeah, definitely checks out, dude.
Yeah. But it's rough at work. Like, wearing long and longs all day.
Yeah.
And it's starting to heat up. Like, I'd rather drink too much water and be pissing heaps than get heat stroke.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I need to fucking get a water bottle for work today. Well, today I'll pinch one off one of the other boys. It's like a Coke bottle. But yeah. Like I...
You don't want those carcinogenics.
Yeah, that's true.
Bro, just get one of these from Woolies, bro. $5. $5 for 5 litres. That's $1 per kilo of water.
That'll get hot as fuck, though.
Do you mean one...
I mean, that's true.
Do you mean one... That's so true. $1 per 1 litre of water?
But 1 litre is also 1 kilo. I just got funky for a sec.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Does a litre of water weigh 1 kilo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it actually?
Yeah. A litre equals a kilo.
I've got about 6 kilos of water in my body.
Hey, Siri.
You don't have to look it up.
I'm looking it up. I don't believe you. How much does
okay,
it want?
Okay, I found this on the web for I'm looking at Apple app.
Shut up. Hey, Siri. How much does a litre of water weigh?
A litre of water weighs 1 kilogram.
True. There you go.
You just made yourself look dumb, eh?
I just didn't know.
No, that's fair.
We did ATAR.
Yeah. Quiet sorry, flex. Bro.
That's a good one, dude. Who makes the most money?
Yeah, yeah, fair
just
enough.
Just joking. We'll cut that out. That was a bit rude. Sorry.
Yeah, you can't.
I'll probably make the most money, to be honest.
How much what? Are you on?
Wait. How much are you on?
We can't really like, talk about that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Slow.
We'll discuss later.
No, I'm definitely not on that.
Yeah.
Thursday night.
Yeah.
Christmas party with the lads.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Bro.
Did it check out?
It checked out big time.
Dude, limo.
Dude, so yeah. All day at work, we're doing fuck all. Like, we were meant to be doing shit, but the boss knew no one was going to be giving a fuck. We were just all hell excited.
Yeah.
How long were you like meant to come in for?
Like most of the day? It was a 10-hour day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so long day. And well, I mean, we actually did bust a lot of shit out. But yeah, we're all keen as fuck for the Christmas party. Leave work, go to my mate's crib, have a few beers. Went from my mate's place to like the house that we're all gathering at.
Mm.
Absolute pad, dude. Really? Had a par 3 like on his house. Jeez. Like tee off from the house onto the par 3.
Oh my God.
Not grass. It used to be grass, but it was all dead. Yeah, fucking motorbike tracks, big ass pool, like a full bar area out the back, dude. Barbecues, fucking.
Is he your
TV.
Boss? Is that?
Nah, so he's the course director. But yeah, limo rocks up, dude. It's a fucking karaoke limo.
Hell yeah.
Like Hummer, the like wheels are all lit up.
Like a tall,
everything outside's lit
tall
up.
Tall Hummer. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it was sick, bro. Karaoke Hummer. We're all busting out tunes. One of the boys had earplugs in because he didn't like how loud it was. Yeah.
Pussy.
Yeah, bit of a pussy, eh? Get to the casino, bro. Had 11, like, did a few bets, ended up getting up, like, to 100 bucks or 50. Then I, like, had a good feeling about the 11, and I always go the 11 because of Drizzy. That's who Drizzy bets on.
Well, he always wins, so, I mean, fair enough.
Yeah, bro, and he wins big. His live streams are sick.
Yeah.
Do you watch him?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, nice.
When I'm feeling it.
Bro, bloke just can splash a million on a hand, like...
Oh, yeah, dude,
that's pretty crazy. Fucked.
His minimum hand's like a million.
That's ridiculous.
I swear.
That's ridiculous.
Bloody, yeah, had the 11 literally surrounded and on it. Bang, 11.
Really? How much did you have on it?
I don't know. I'd like put chips around on all, like one chip around on all of it.
That's dope.
And it hit 11. I was like, I just turned to my mate. I was like, dude, that's the biggest win I've ever had. Like, I actually feel... I've wanted to go to the casino since then.
True.
Like, I've thought about going there on my own.
Oh,
that's the days. Addiction.
Like, oh, bro, that feeling I got when yeah. it hit 11, I was just like, I literally yelled. I was like, yeah!
What did you like, get paid out for that like landing?
$405 or something.
That's still pretty that's, fucking good.
So that's like, yeah. yeah. I was pretty stoked.
Yeah that's epic. Nice.
Took it, spent another 100 on roulette. Then went to the strip club after, bought myself a lap dance, and yeah.
Did fuck you enjoy yeah. the lap dance?
Yeah, it was pretty jay.
Yeah, nice.
I didn't realize, like, I was kind of scared for where, like, if I could touch him.
Mm.
Like, because it was kind of hard not to. She just sits in your lap.
Yeah.
Like, kind of just put your hands there.
Did you say anything?
Did
I say anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking, and...
So what do you do for work?
Yeah. Well, she's like, what are you here? Like, why are you here? I was like, work Christmas party.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, she's like, what she do you
knows. Do? Yeah. She knows.
Yeah. She probably gets that all the time.
Yeah. Had my first lap dance. Got the first year apprentice, his first lap dance. He fucking liked it, eh? Yeah. He went back for a second one.
Did he?
Yeah. Because me and my mate were like, oh, we'll split it, like, for him. Because there was, like, a cheeky froth. He was like... Oh, bro, she's so hot. It's like, get a lap dance with her.
Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, she literally came up, sat on his lap. He's like, nah. And then me and my mate were like, oh, we'll pay for it after she left.
Mm.
He literally walks up to her because he's like, what do I say? We're like, oh, just say, let's do it. Like, just say that.
Did walks
up
it?
To her and he's like, let's do it.
Bet she knew exactly what he meant.
Oh, bro, yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Took you straight downstairs.
That's gold. That's gold.
That's so good.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, good night.
Pardon me. I'm definitely drowning inside out.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Fuck, I swear to God, bro.
Dude, you're weak, eh?
I had much water, man.
Yeah, what? That's true. You sweat it all out.
Yeah,
no, what? No, I meant I'm drowning from the inside out because I've drunk too much water.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not actually. I'm fine.
Not yet.
Did you guys see DeMar go off today?
No, I didn't Tomorrow actually.
Unless I like it.
Nah, my phone was fucked all day.
Fuck, he had 41.
Damn.
Went nice. Pretty nut.
Did they win?
No.
Why are you talking to me?
That'd be so annoying. Bro, imagine going off. That's dude. Not even really going off.
Do you reckon they'd get pissed?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It was against the Bucks as well.
Oh, true.
So, like, it would have been a massive close? Win. It was, like, 6 points, maybe?
Yeah, I say.
But, yeah, pretty close.
Bulls have been ass this year, too.
Yeah, they have been.
Yeah,
they kept saying shit about fucking Zach LaVine wants a trade. And
he's getting traded. Hey?
Yeah.
They probably have to trade DeMar and everyone.
They weren't bad last year.
Yeah.
They weren't terrible.
When they had Lonzo, they were nice, dude.
Mm.
But without Lonzo, they're fucked.
Yeah.
Like, what, Alex Caruso is going to run the point? That cunt loves to shoot more than fucking pass.
Yeah.
For sure.
Shoot more than jar. He got a game winner the other day. It was all right.
He what?
He had a game winner the other day, Alex Caruso.
Caruso, yeah.
He is pretty nice.
Ja Morant back 4 days.
Really?
So, no, 8 days.
Already?
Four games, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Mm, no shit.
That'll be interesting, eh? Like, I wonder if he'll actually make a difference.
Yeah, he will for sure.
Has to.
On that Grizzlies team, dude. He'll just be the glue.
Mm. Yeah.
How does he get suspended for having a gun, but Josh Giddey doesn't get suspended for his...
I don't know. Why are you looking at me?
Well, I don't know. I'm just posing it
I think, well, when you think about it, Morant didn't even get that big of a punishment for it. And the only reason he did get a punishment was because he did it twice.
Yeah. I mean, that's true.
Is it illegal to do that?
Well, it's a part of the contract, I think.
No gangster shit, essentially.
And in the play, and in like the city that he was in at the time, like they were on the road. And I think the gun laws in those, wherever they were, are different.
They were allowed.
Not allowed.
Oh, true.
I think. And because he had a gun, there was suspicion that he could have had the weapon, like on the team plane and shit like that.
Right.
So it was like a lot of factors.
Yeah, okay.
Because when he did it the first time, he didn't really get anything.
No, literally, it was just like a slap on the wrist. It's like, fucking grow up.
He got fined like fucking 50 grand or something.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Yeah.
Bro, that's like a $2 coin for us.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
In the future, no.
Yeah, imagine having that much money when it's like just splashable.
Yeah.
Like.
I'm keen for it.
Yeah.
But.
It'd be gold.
The Josh Giddey thing. Apparently it happened 2 years ago.
I heard that.
So he would have been 19. Depending on when it was, could have even been 18.
Oh, that's...
And apparently she was 17.
Oh, like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Even if she was 15.
Yeah, it's just because it blew up, so everyone thinks it just happened, and she's 17 and he's 21.
That's what I thought, eh?
No.
That's what I thought, too. But also the fact she was at a club. It's like, you're not getting into a club unless you're 18.
Well, so it was...
How
no, was 21.
In a club, then?
21, it's America.
True.
Neither of them should have been in a club.
Giddey would have been able to get in because he's an NBA player, and they would get
even still
like that, 100%.
But he shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, that's pretty fucked, eh?
Yeah.
Is there any states where you can drink at 18, or is it all of...
It's all 21.
Really?
Yeah.
True.
Gay.
Yeah, except Canada.
Canada's 18.
Canada's 18.
True. Canada's like...
Maybe they... No...
Like Canada's beautiful, dude.
Canada's like the better Australia, apparently.
Yeah, it's
what I've heard.
It's cheaper.
Not anymore. Their politics are fucked.
Yeah.
Like, big time.
I don't really know it, to be honest.
You get arrested for, like, if I said gay.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's, like,
but
really
doesn't
fun.
Gay mean happy?
Yeah.
Well, used to.
Jesus. That's actually ridiculous. I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Mm.
There's nothing wrong with it, dude.
Hey, with saying that.
Well, I guess it depends the way you say it.
I mean, that's
like saying something's gay.
Yeah.
You're just saying how it is.
It's calm, bro.
Gets cancelled.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could say it like in a derogatory way, but then also you just say that's a gay thing. Like.
Yeah, dude. Well, like, I don't know, in like primary school, would you ever just be like, dude, that's gay. Like, to someone who's doing something stupid. Like, bro, that's fucking
gay. I used to say that to people all the time in fucking primary school.
Yeah.
I don't really say it anymore, but...
Oh, I never stopped.
Yeah, I know. Say it often.
Yeah. Stop.
Sorry, I didn't mean to expose you.
Damn.
I don't mean harm.
No, I know, bro.
Jesus Christ. Bro, I'm so keen to go down south.
Where are you going?
Dunsborough. Well,
true.
Sort of like in between Dunsborough and Busselton.
When are you going there?
27th.
Nice.
Yeah, just hell for a few days. It's going to be dope. Nice break.
Are you going with like a group of people or?
Going with the rents, the missus and a couple mates.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
That'll be gnarly, dude.
Normally we go down to Hamlin Bay every year, but changed up this year. Rents are selling the caravan.
True.
I can get an Airbnb. Don't have to set up and pack away the stuff. A lot easier. Now that they're old. Sorry to expose if you're listening, Mum.
Hamlin's quite far away as well. Like, it's not close.
Yeah, it's like a good
four hours. Yeah.
Probably, yeah, a bit more with the caravan, but 4 hour drive. Whereas if you go like Busselton or something, it's like,
fuck. Close as fuck.
The 3 even, maybe not even.
Yeah, I think it's like 3.5.
Wait, how far is there. Bunbury?
Bunbury's like 2 hours, 2 hours 20.
1 hour 55.
There you go.
Bunbury. It's not even that bad.
Not bad at all.
Isn't Bunbury the meth capital?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Australia. I think we've talked about this, actually.
Yeah, we have.
I think we definitely have.
It was Mandurah, but Mandurah and Bunbury are, like, Bunbury is south Mandurah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pause. Fucking went to the beach today.
Why'd you say pause?
Because no one was talking.
I was so confused.
Yeah. Anyway.
I thought something funky happened.
I went to the beach today. Fucking, we were driving home. It was me, my missus, and her two roommates.
Yeah.
And we come past a bus stop. There's a bus fucking letting people on or letting people off, whatever. Fucking change lanes to go around it. Come back into the next one, and right in front of the bus, there's just this dude passed out on the side of the road, like half of his legs just on the road.
Yeah, right.
Like, comes out of nowhere. Like, I came around the bus and it was like, holy fuck. Like, if I wasn't paying attention, I easily could have fucking hit him.
Yeah.
Was he like homeless or something, or?
Oh, he looked like he was on the pathway to homelessness, yeah. But.
Not quite there yet.
Not there yet, but. You know, if he plays his cards right, he'll be there.
You're coming up, champ.
Yeah.
You got to stay in those leagues
rookie.
For a little while.
He's a rookie. Yeah.
He's a rookie.
He'll be a veteran.
He's in the G League.
Oh, anyway, there was like tradies and stuff working just up from him. It was right next to a fuel station. Like, people were obviously seeing him.
Yeah.
But no one was trying to help him out.
Yeah, right.
So we were like, fuck, we'll pull into the servo and like check that he's breathing at least. Or anything. Went up to him and he was breathing, but he was fucking off his head. Mm. Like, he was unconscious. And because I'd done my first aid course, but I didn't really want to do anything too rash, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, do anything wrong and then him flip out. Like, he was clearly under the influence of something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, kind of just stood over and was like, can you hear me, mate? Can you hear me? Like, no response,
true.
Nothing. Tried, like, poking him with my foot, like, nothing.
Right.
So then we called the ambulance, and I kind of just, like, stood by him and, like, just kept asking if he was all right and stuff. We're on the phone to the ambulance, and they're like, oh, can one of you pinch his shoulder? Like, grab his shoulder and squeeze it really hard to see if that wakes him up?
Yeah. Fuck.
Nothing.
Jesus.
And then I kept doing that for a bit and, like, just kept asking if he could hear me. And he opens his eyes, like, hell suddenly, like, stares right at me and just goes, whoa. And then eyes just roll backwards, straight back out.
Damn.
And he did that a couple times.
Yeah, right.
And then someone saw us trying to help him and she came over and she was actually a nurse.
Oh, true.
So she put, and I'd already moved his legs off of the road and shit. Because, like, people just weren't paying attention. Like, he would have gone fucking crumbled.
Damn.
Anyway. So oh, sorry.
What road was this? Like, was it, like, a busy road?
Yeah. Do you know the Shell fuel station that's on the corner, like, right before you get to South Beach?
No.
It's a hell busy road. It's, like...
I don't really know South Beach, to be honest.
It's, like, it's busy as fuck. Like, Hampton Street. But, yeah, so she put him in the recovery position and stuff. Mm. And, like, yeah, he was just not responding. Ambulance rock up. They start doing their thing. And, like, basically doing what we were doing to him. Like, check the pulse. Fucking ask if he can hear you.
Yeah.
And all this shit. He kind of woke up. Looked up at the fucking paramedic. What the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah.
Like, and that's why I didn't want to, like, really try to wake him up, because then what if he did that to me? But then I'm obviously not, like, an authoritative, like, the police or an ambulance driver.
Yeah.
When you're legally allowed to fucking help out.
Yeah. Anyway. And, like, so he looks up, says that to him, and then just passes out straight away again.
Yeah, right.
And then these two little Eshe kids rock up on a scooter. And, oh, what was his name? They're like, Seth, what are you doing? And this cunt just jumped right up. And was like... The fuck, what the fuck's going on? Like, what are you guys doing here? and all this shit. I said to the girls, I was like, all right, I think we should probably go now.
Yeah.
Cunt stands up, just falls over straight away again.
Jesus
Christ. Fucking ambulance left because he was like standing up and just wobbling around. But yeah, it was fucking weird. I think he was on heroin, to be honest.
He would have been on,
he was on something like that. He had like a Dare bottle next to him and he fucking, when I moved his legs, he like, his hand moved and tipped it over and something kind of yellow came out.
Oh.
Which could have either been his whey or like beer or something.
Yeah.
But he, like, I think there was a bit more involved there than just beer and alcohol.
Would have had to have been.
Yeah. And he was like quite scabby. His teeth were pretty cracked out.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I was just surprised. Like, why the fuck is no one helping this dude? Like, yeah, he'd clearly been there for a while. Like, he was sweating and fucking so many, like, busy as fuck road. So many people would have been seeing him. And just,
I reckon so not many worried. People would have just been like, oh, he's fucked. Like,
but like,
he's on drugs. But if someone's passed out there.
But then imagine you don't do anything. The next person behind you is not paying attention, runs his legs over. Yeah, and they're fucked.
Yeah. Like, it's, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I
expect someone to fucking help.
And like, it was right next to a servo. Like, I feel like they probably would have seen him.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't doing anything.
Or someone fueling up.
Yeah. Like, oh, I don't know. Maybe a bit fucking cross, eh? Like, obviously, he's gone and done it to himself. But
he's such a good guy, bro.
No, I'm not. He's but
so humble, dude. What the fuck? Just
what?
Reinstating my point.
What do you mean?
You're such good a guy. Good guy.
Thank you. I did actually feel quite good about myself. Because then I, like, walked to the servo to go and get, like, some water and shit. And, like, some old dude was like, do you want a beer or something? Or like, do you want to take this bag of ice to like put on his head? I was like, oh no, the ambulance and stuff is coming now, like blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, good on you, mate. And all this shit. I was like,
good deed for you.
Real hero, mate.
Yeah. Real, really needed.
Really needed.
I'm going to go real bad man.
Real bad man.
Man, that got deep, eh? Like, I had two hell funny stories. But yeah, that got fucking deep.
What do you mean?
I don't think I've ever seen someone like that cracked out.
No, like, I'm
fully
not, like,
passed out where you gotta do something about it.
Yeah, and like he was unresponsive.
Yeah.
For, like, the majority of the time. And then even when he did wake up, it was just white.
Yeah.
White eyes and fucking mumbling.
That's not good, bro.
Nah. He was probably having the time of his life though.
Maybe. I reckon the two crackheads I drove past had were having the times of their life. Fucking,
when was that?
Speak. Well, I drove past one of them like on Sunday.
Mm.
I was going to the gym at Belmont.
Mm.
This dude was literally right out the front of fucking Belmont Revo. I'm driving past, this cunt's just fucking doing karate kicks, bro. Yeah. He's like shadow boxing.
Fucking hell.
He thinks he's Leon Edwards.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, I was going to kill myself. Kobe.
And then go into the gym and there's like windows where like people walk past. And, like, you kind of have to, like, prop yourself up to look into him. He propped himself up and he's just fucking got his hands like this and he's just looking around. And there's some dude working out, like, right in front of him. And he just stares at him as he's doing his workout.
You're going to have some balls to not give an absolute fuck.
Oh, dude.
At that point.
Do you remember that time we went to fucking Fremantle? When we got on our tax return? And there was that guy that was off his fucking head.
Oh, yeah.
You remember? He was, like, fucking pushing bins over and fully freaking out.
Went into the Dome Cafe, grabbed, like, one of the fucking...
Yeah, the trolleys, like, trolleys that had all the cutlery and shit on it and just pushed it over.
Yeah.
Shit.
Throwing chairs and shit, bro. Like...
And he tried talking to us, didn't he?
Yeah, because we were rolling the smoke.
And our other mate that we were with was, like, trying to talk back to him and we said to our mate, we're like, dude, like, don't say anything.
Yeah.
Because he was looking for his mate... He said that he had this Aboriginal man.
That had pissed himself or something, eh?
Yeah, he would piss and shit himself and he was meant to be looking after him.
Yeah.
And he lost him and he was trying to find him. And he was asking us if we'd seen him. And I think my mate was playing along with it.
Was I there for that?
Nah.
The pissing and shitting part sounded familiar.
Yeah.
That might have just been one of us.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably. One of the times,
but yeah, that was pretty. That was pretty kooky.
Yeah, fuck, this other crackhead I drove past, it's on the way to work, bro.
Mm.
Like 4:50 in the morning, just around the corner from work. It's just some dude fucking beating off on the side of the road. Oh, like no. Standing there, bro, oh, just no. going hard.
Jeez.
Like, bro, I don't
just
know.
Just facing the road.
Yeah. Just yeah, standing right. there fucking beating off. Like my mate. That's
what you would see in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I didn't realize until I got to work. Like I just saw him. Like, and I saw him doing this, but I didn't put two and two together. And then I got in and my mate at work takes the same route. And he's like, did you see that guy fucking beating off in the middle of the road? I was like, no shit, I saw him. Like,
it's hard to fucking miss.
Yeah.
I feel bad for them guys, hey.
Yeah, I was driving up terrible. And because my vision's not the best, I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Pulls over. Do you need a hand, mate?
Yeah, yeah. Bro, I was literally thinking, when I I realised it was a person, I was like, fuck, does he need some help or something? Like, is he trying to get my attention?
Imagine you pulled up and then at that time, you realised what was happening. You'd be like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
What now?
Carry on, sir.
Proceed.
He's having one of those memory faps.
She's yeah, just gone definitely. Past. Not needed, mate.
Not needed. Real mature.
Real fucking mature.
Fuck.
Poor guys, eh?
Poor I guys. Don't know. I feel bad for it, but at the same time, I'm like, obviously, you don't know what cards they got dealt and shit, but I'm sure there was ways to avoid getting to that point.
I feel like it's a very, steep road.
Oh.
Like, once you're on that road, it's...
Yeah.
My mum works for a company that's like, I won't say the name, but it's it's like a drug and alcohol abuse sort of company. So they have like retreats and that sort of stuff that, you know, take people out of jail and that get them fucking
on the straight and narrow.
Yeah. Yeah. She reckons like the amount of people that will like fail at trying to get back is like ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it'd be hard because it's, you're completely changing the whole way your mind thinks.
Mm.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Literally.
For real.
No, but like...
Facts.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was just... No, I get facts,
it,
dude.
It is facts.
You can't really say much after that. Like, you can't follow up.
Sorry.
No, I was just
it's
in
just
thought.
Facts.
It is facts.
I was in thought.
It was hot as fuck as well. Like, how...
At the beach.
It was like just after the beach. Like, just around the corner from the beach. We were leaving.
Mm.
And we saw it.
I went beach run on Saturday morning for footy.
That would hurt.
Yeah, it really did, eh? It hurt.
How many Ks do you reckon you ran?
Oh, well, when we got there, it was like there was two options. You could either do like the road run and you just, that group would run 15 minutes up that way and then 15 minutes back this way. So they probably did about 5 Ks.
Yeah.
And then if you wanted to do a beach run instead, it was 10 minutes... down the beach and then 10 minutes back, but 20 second walk, 20 second jog, 20 second sprint. So do that 10 times up there and then 10 times back, but it was on the soft sand at the top of the beach. You couldn't go on the hard sand.
True.
That was fucked. That was 20 minutes. And then because there was still 10 minutes left for the other people to get back, you would like, it was probably about 50 meters up the beach and then you would run into the water to like your hips, like recover down into the water and then sprint out of the water up, back up the beach at 50 meters. Did that 10 times.
That would have hurt.
And by that point, I was fucked.
Yeah, like, dude.
That was my first hard run that I've done in a while.
Yeah, that would have been
rough.
And
that sucked.
That makes me sick thinking about it, eh?
Felt so good after, though.
Yeah, it would have felt fucking accomplished.
No, Clancy's?
Yeah.
That, like, big restaurant right on the beach. City Beach?
Yeah.
Went there for breakfast after. Absolute epic.
That would have been right.
With the lads?
Yeah.
Oh, sick day out with the lads.
Breakfast with the boys.
Did you take a pic?
No, I didn't, eh?
Oh, you should have. You could have edited it in.
Hashtag footy.
Yeah.
Footy's back.
Hashtag Saturdays are for the boys. Few shakers emojis.
Oh, fuck's sake. Hey, have you ever got a cramp, like, in your chest?
Yeah, like sometimes.
Sort of like in the sternum near your rib cage when you like bend over or something.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that from, bro?
It's probably from the fucking vaccine.
I reckon it's because you're getting big, bro.
Could be that too.
More muscle. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
You would think more muscle would mean like more relaxed muscle, no?
Nah, but you've been working, bro. They're tensioned.
Nah, I haven't gone to the gym in a week.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, shout myself out.
That's not good. That wasn't a shout out.
Yeah, call myself out.
Dude, I'm thinking we might have to edit that out, bro, just for your reputation.
Well, I did two runs, so that's up for it.
Yeah.
Footy training last night was actually all right. Dope.
I guess that's all right.
Shut the fuck up, mate.
I guess we'll let you off the hook, eh?
I'm so keen footy's back.
When does the season start?
March.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, it's a long pre-season.
Yeah, that's massive.
Yeah. Fuck, you'd hope you're fit.
Yeah, well, last year I should have shot myself in the foot because I did probably 2 months of pre-season and then went to Bali.
Yeah,
true.
Lost all of it.
Yeah.
And I was going to Bali. I was like, I'll go for a run. Fuck no.
Fuck no. In Bali.
Biggest cap of the century, dude.
Like, you know when you tell yourself something, but deep down you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, you
know.
I do it
all the time.
This is not happening.
Like, oh, yeah, I'll do this. You little fucker.
All the time, dude.
Yeah. But yeah.
Happens to me often.
But I'm not going to Bali. Yeah.
Wait, what?
This pre-season.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, hopefully, I won't be.
Just do it before finals.
Say again?
Just do it before finals.
Yeah, I was thinking middle of the season, you know.
Yeah.
Sabotage my own season.
Yeah, that'd be chill.
Yeah.
Like, be on for the MVP and...
And then just fuck it up by going to Bali.
Betting Cousins it.
I'd still get the MVP. No, I'm just kidding.
Man, I had this thought about the gym the other day.
Mm.
Do you reckon, like, and I wanted to ask you as well,
because
you used to do it, like, lifting PRs or, like, one rep maxes. Is that just to fuel the ego?
Yeah, I guess so.
I reckon, like, it'd just be to see progress, to be honest. Yeah, I don't think it's
more that than anything.
But I feel like you can see progress in just, like, normal.
Depends what your aim is at the gym, though.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. I did think of that. I was like, some people just want to be, like, power lifters, bro.
If your goal is to be strong, then it makes sense. But if your goal is to, you know, body.
Build a body, yeah.
Then there's no point in really doing a one rep max.
Yeah.
Because if you're not training for strength, like, obviously you're training for strength, like, no matter what.
Yeah.
But, like, if your aim is to be strong as fuck, it would be a bit different.
That does make sense.
So if you're just trying to get toned and stuff and then go and try and lift heavy, you'll probably hurt yourself.
Yeah.
And then you can't gym.
Yeah. Because I was thinking, bro, no fucking way I can lift 100 kilos for one rep.
Well, I don't deadlift.
No, like chest press.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was you
like,
couldn't.
Yeah, because everyone's like, oh, bro, you can't even hit 225, which is 100 kilos.
Who said that?
Oh, bro, you see in comments all the time, like on gym videos and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I just hit my fucking 225 or whatever.
Yeah.
Their form's always whack.
Well, I do remember when I first hit 100 kilos when I was powerlifting, it felt pretty fucking good.
Yeah, it would have.
Like.
But that's like their benchmark, bro.
Go. Let's go. Huh?
That's like their benchmark. I'm like, what the fuck?
You want to get heavier than that?
No. Yeah. But like, fuck, I couldn't even lift that, eh?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, though. If you train to Before do that. It, you probably
yeah.
would.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't happen overnight, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good true. Do. Steroids.
True.
That's and then it would happen over a couple nights.
I've thought about it a few times. Hey. What's that, bro?
Do it.
Get on a cycle.
Like, who would really give a fuck? Like,
do it, bro.
No one.
Unless
your willy will. It'd be a bit small.
Yeah, that's true. That's, yeah. What's that, damn? Can't have that. It's already small.
Can't go
enough.
Small if it's already small.
Yeah. No, I can. Just go smaller, bro.
Goes from 1 inch to not there, not needed.
No, very well needed.
Very
bad. Yeah.
Just not existing.
Actually needed, just
get a dick transplant.
Gold.
I've heard about them. They sound alright, eh?
Yeah, dude. I was. Well,
you weren't searching it, were you?
Nah.
Cap.
When I heard about it, though, I thought about
yeah
giving it a nudge.
It'd probably be expensive.
Just get some big, brolic, black fucking.
Dude, how much
10
money?
10 inch, dude.
How much money do you reckon a doodle transplant would be?
Probably depends where you go.
Let's Google.
To get it done properly, I reckon like fucking.
I'm going to guess $10,000.
Ask Siri.
Hey, where is she?
I reckon.
Hey, Siri.
I'm going 10.
How much does a penis transplant cost?
1,000.
Yeah.
Siri doesn't know how to respond to that.
I thought she'd still be connected, eh?
I thought she was.
Yeah.
I reckon when you go on calls, it just makes sense.
It's probably because, yeah, I went on the call. Wait, I'll search it. How much is a penis transplant? Sorry.
It came up with penile. It's like, is that the
what are penile implants is? And how much do they cost? No, I'm not sharing my location while I do this.
50 to 75,000. That's the first number that pops up.
I was going to say 100,000.
Yeah, I've got anything between 10 to 75,000.
Yeah, the one I'm on doesn't really say.
Bro, that's a fucking...
Oh, here we go. The first one I clicked on the US, 10,000 to 30,000. So that's probably like 60,000 here. Oh, there's different types you can get.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
There's different types of doodles.
You get injections.
Ooh. I think that's what Steve will do it, did he?
Really?
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did it work?
Oh, psh, I don't know.
Have to ask him, eh?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't actually know, eh? I don't.
Pardon me. Sorry, guys.
Pre-burp sounded gross.
Yeah, it did a bit.
Gargled, dude.
Yeah, I haven't been feeling very well lately, eh?
No.
Still hungover?
Nah, not hungover.
Big weekend, mate.
I did have a pretty large weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
And then... Yeah. It's just bang. Oh, I don't know why I keep doing it to myself. It's almost like I don't have a choice.
Peer pressure.
I mean, you do.
I do have a choice, but like, that's not the choice I want to take. Like, I want to do it.
Yeah, fair enough.
I got drug tested on Monday, eh?
Real?
Yeah.
Did you pass?
Yeah, I did my study.
Nice.
No, what yeah. Drugs did you try? Of course I passed.
Yeah.
I'm straight edge.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Boy.
But it was weird because the fucking health rep, when he said in the pre-start that he was doing drug tests on everyone, he like looked straight at me. I was like, dude, come on.
Come you on, do bro. Look like a guy who would do drugs.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's where I trick people.
And they're like, oh, I'm
actually
fuck.
A lawyer.
He's chilling.
Yeah. He was surprised and like I was doing it because it was just a mouth swab one. He's like, oh, you've got to really soak it and like blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, I've done one of these before. Like, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
Fucking put it in and we're waiting for it. And he was like, oh, if you don't put enough saliva on it, like it'll either take ages or just not work. And he was getting freaked out because he was looking at the wrong side of the drug test. So no lines were coming up. And he was like, oh, Jesus Christ, did you even put anything on this? Like started accusing me of like...
Tampering.
Like tampering with it. I was like... Dude, I soaked it. Like, yeah. And then I flipped it around, showed him, and he was like, oh, yeah, okay, you're all good then. I was like...
Chilling.
Like, he was, like, actually piped up a little bit.
Those mouth swabs.
Like, yeah.
Would they only come up if it was recent?
It's like anything in the past 12 hours.
Yeah.
So, like, they're basically testing if you're, like, on something right then or, like, drunk.
Yeah.
Right then.
Yeah.
Compared to the piss test.
Drunk. Drug test.
Yeah. Test. Well, he was telling stories. Apparently fucking... He did one once at another company. And it was the IT guy. And he blew like three times over.
Holy.
And the health rep dude was like...
What time like, did he do it?
It was like early in the morning. Like 7 o'clock. And he was like...
Oh my day.
He was like, are you drinking right now? And he was like, nah, I stopped at 5 a.m. So he's obviously just had a massive night.
And just come.
And then just probably finished a beer and gone, oh shit, I gotta go to work now. See, that's when you call in sick.
Oh yeah.
Like, no one's gonna care.
Yeah.
Was it a, like, weekday shift or?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, it was like a fucking, oh, I don't know what day he said it was.
Does he have to,
papers, Nath?
What do we call it?
Please?
It's gonna cost you.
Yeah, I'll give it a kiss.
Please. Do it like you did that swab test.
Does that guy's job require driving machinery?
Who?
The guy who blew.
No, he was an IT guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's all right then.
Cheers, bro.
Is it?
Yeah, I did.
Thanks, dude.
I was talking about your penis, but...
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Do it.
But yeah, no. He had some... It was pretty funny, though, because he had announced that he was doing drug tests, and one of the other boys from the workshop was like, oh, you're going to be drug testing the fucking office staff as well? Or are you just doing it to us? He's like, yeah, I will be, like, when I get around to it and blah, blah, blah. And, like, some people were asking heaps of questions about it. I was kind of thinking, like, surely you asking questions is just making you seem sus.
Yeah.
Because, like, he probably thinks you're worried about it or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I understand why they do drug tests, but at the same time, like, when people get caught for pot, like, they probably didn't even smoke the night before. It just stays in your system for so long.
Yeah.
Like, this is for a piss test.
Mm.
And it's like, the most harmless thing you could probably do is go home after a long day and have a few cones or have a joint and relax.
Yeah. And oh, like, for sure.
You're not going to wake up fucking cooked the next day. Mm. Like, you're going to have the best sleep of your night.
You might wake up a bit stoned.
They wonder why fucking there's so many people in the workforce getting on crack and stuff like that, because it's out of your system in 3 fucking days.
That's true.
So most people do want to just go home and smoke some fucking pot. But if they do that, get drug tested a month later, chances are it'll probably still be in their system. Yeah. And then they're fucked.
Yeah.
Whereas, oh, I'll go and get on the crack pipe for a day or two over the weekend.
Get hell cooked.
And casually. If I get random drug tested, I'll...
most likely be chilling.
Yeah.
Unless it's the Monday.
Yeah.
And I think it's like sort of fucked up you have to be like, yeah, what are you doing this weekend? Crack, probably.
People do. Yeah.
How about it?
How about it? Like,
me and you.
You and me, baby.
Back at mine. Crack pipe.
Crack rap.
Yeah. Goated song.
It is a goated song. Isn't that... No, it's fucking Super Rich Kids. Channel Orange vinyls and Super Rich Kids just doesn't exist on it.
Just didn't come.
Oh, on the bootleg.
Yeah.
It says it on the back, just not there.
It's just... Hell. Apparently, not fucking
that's either. Probably the price they pay for not being copyright.
I was so mad when it happened. And then I was stressed. I was like, watch, I'll message Nathan and ask him and it'll be on his one.
Yeah. That would have sucked.
But it's not on yours either?
No. Nah. True. That would have really sucked for you.
Because I remember listening to it and being like, oh, Super Rich Kids is next. And it just skips to the next song. I was like, oh, cool.
Then you're like, fuck, it might be on the next one, surely.
Yeah.
Because he had to put on a whole new disc for it.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, well.
That sucks.
And then it's like the blonde one that we got. That's bootleg as well, obviously. Yeah. And there's just like 3 random songs that aren't on the album at the very end.
Yeah.
True.
And I'm sure the intro's like got a different beat.
Yeah, it does. There's a verse in it, isn't there?
I'm pretty sure Jay-Z... Oh, no, that's on Biking. Like, Biking's on it.
Biking Slides?
Yeah, I think that's on it.
And then that other one, Mitsubishi Sony or some shit. Like, which I'd literally never heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell weird. Not complaining, because they're all fucking good songs.
Facts. Isn't the vinyl like a hell cool colour too?
Yeah, it's like pale green marble.
Yeah.
Or something. It's fucking nice. Same as the Channel Orange, that's like an orange marble.
Yeah.
Same as my fucking Secret Life of Pablo.
Oh, true.
That's the same.
Oh, do you have that? But that's bootleg as well,
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that normal?
Yeah, it just doesn't have Saint Pablo on it.
That got added later to the album. Yeah. Like, fuck, I don't know how much later, but he kept doing updates to the album. Kept
editing that shit. That's crazy. What do you reckon about his new album about to come out?
When does it come out?
Kanye.
Friday.
Oh, true, really?
I'm hyped, dude. Yeah. I want to hear Kanye doing some trap shit, eh?
I hope it just doesn't suck, bro. I reckon it will, honestly.
Please.
I reckon there'll be some really good songs, but I don't have high hopes.
I don't have high expectations at all. Yeah, I'm just going to it to have fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably what you want.
I still haven't listened to the single that came out, eh?
It's pretty ass.
Yeah, I heard it's pretty bad.
Sucks, but it's fucking funny, dude. Yeah, like,
one of the boys funny. At it's work like froths Kanye, and I told him about it. And they came to work the next day. He's like, listen to that Kanye song and
Yeah, that's what my... Like, oh. Yeah. I reckon it surely is a piss take song. Like, release a single, that's fucking sucks.
What? Oh. What did he say? Forgot who I fucked last night. Bitch, I got Alzheimer's. Yeah. Some shit like that.
Is the whole album with Ty Dolla $ign?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Why him?
They work together a fair bit.
Yeah, but just, like, that's just such a random.
I think it helps Kanye, like,
get into younger people, younger audience and stuff.
Well, more like on the melodic side, because he's such a good singer.
Mm. True.
Like, probably one of the best singers that, like, involves himself with rap.
Mm. Ty Dolla $ign?
Yeah.
Oh, true.
Yeah, for sure, bro. Yeah, I just think they're homies. But
fair enough.
Yeah. I'm here for it.
Ty Dolla $ign have an OnlyFans?
Fuck, does he?
What?
Or is that... No, that's Tiger. I'm thinking of Tiger.
Oh, he would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Dude, you gotta be... Oh,
didn't Nick Kyrgios start an OnlyFans?
Yeah, just to post that he wasn't going to play at the Australian Open.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good.
Because the video on there was him saying, sorry guys, I'm not playing the Australian Open, I'm injured.
What a weapon.
Yeah.
That's bro, mean.
I don't that's know if that was dirty. Only it, like if yeah. that was all it was, but that's what I've seen on Facebook.
True. Can't believe you're still drinking that water, eh?
Can I have some?
Yeah, bro, of course.
Thank you.
Bro, it's pretty good water.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Did you get it from my house?
Hey?
Did you get it from my house?
The water?
Yeah.
Oh, I did too. It wasn't even from Woolies. Yeah, it's pretty good
water. No wonder.
It's all right, hey?
I got good water, dude.
You know when you drink water from people's taps at different houses in Perth?
Yeah, it tastes
you can
different.
You can literally taste where nice water is and where not nice water is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like...
It's pretty crazy.
Rainwater's dope.
Rainwater is pretty fucking dope.
Flowing water down like a little river. Oh,
a little river.
A little waterfall or something.
A little fucking waterfall, Bob.
Thank you, bro. Thanks, man.
No, you're right.
Appreciate it.
Oh. Hey. Anytime.
Dude, yesterday I literally drove past someone. Indian guy, green shirt, black shorts, at the roundabout down this way near the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Drive to Vic Park Revo, which is like... Fuck, how many Ks? Like 5 Ks at least.
Mm.
Probably more.
Like, it's pretty far from that 7-Eleven.
Yeah, to see, like, got there, park up, walk to the gym, literally walk past him.
And he walked from there?
I assume so. He looked pretty fucking beaten when I saw him, mate. Like, he looked pretty fresh when I saw him, like, near the 7-Eleven and then walk past him. He was like,
bro, what if he's your fucking guardian angel? You have an Indian guardian angel and you just fucking completely ignored him.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even say hi.
I saw some dude sitting down and I've seen him sitting there before, like on the side of the road. I was like, is this a ghost? Like, you know how some people see ghosts in, like, a specific location every time?
Yeah.
If you see him again, go up and ask if he needs a hand.
Is he homeless or...
Oh, I don't know. It's just like this old Asian guy sitting down. Like, he probably dripped owns out too.
True.
Yeah.
He probably owns the shop around there and that's just his spot.
No, it's like an apartment complex, dude.
True. Well, he probably lives there. Probably
maybe.
Or he's a ghost. He could be a ghost, yeah.
I don't know. He's always... It's just... Like, he just looks out too. Maybe he just looks at the cars.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, when I was younger, I looked at cars and I was like, that one's blue. That one's...
I got hit by a car when I was little.
Did you?
Yeah.
Jeez.
What?
Tell me that story. What the fuck?
Have you not told us that?
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of just remember.
Could you spell dolphin before and then after? That's when you sort of went downhill?
Actually, might have been. Dude, so we went to the hairdressers, and across the road from the hairdressers was Toy World. I was hyped to go to Toy World, bro.
Best time back then.
I was fucking sitting there looking out, like looking at Toy World. I was like, Mom, can I just go, like, have a look around? She's like, no. You'll probably get taken. But, yeah. We get out. We're at, like, it's not a zebra crossing, but it's weird. It says, watch out for pedestrians to the cars. So, like, I think people just walk over, but you're meant to wait for them.
Mm.
I was hyped. I'm, like, jumping up and around, up and down. Mum's holding my hand. I'm, like, looking.
How old do you reckon you were?
Oh, dude, like in between 5 and 10.
Oh, true.
True.
And I'm like, oh, dude, yeah, it's clear. Run out. Car, it was going slow because it says don't stop or don't like hit pedestrians.
Yeah. slow down for pedestrians.
Yeah. So it's going like 20K. Maybe not that much.
Yeah.
10K.
Yeah.
Hit me. Fucking rock me, bro. I like fell back. I can
imagine. Fucking hell.
She like gets out of her car. She's like crying and shit. She's like, oh, fuck. Mum comes out.
Did your mum rip
you? I don't actually remember much after that.
Or did your mum rip you?
You probably got knocked out. Yeah,
mum was pissed, bro. I remember that.
I can imagine.
Yeah, true.
She's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Could have died.
Bro, my mum was telling me the other day that there was like where my house is, like on the opposite side and then down a bit, there's like a massive gravel road and it's like a road, but it's a driveway and it's got a few houses as you go up it. So we used to ride our bikes all the way up to the top of the hill and then just hang it down. And one time I was probably like, yeah, probably similar age. And I was coming down and mum was there and she seen me flying and she was yelling me to stop because I was just going to go across the road. And I fucking thanged it straight across the road, get to the other side and a car comes straight through because I didn't even look. And she was like, you almost died. I was like, shit, well, if that's how I go.
Shit, dude.
Fucking yeah, no hell. Shit. So, damn, I don't even remember it. So
yeah, I'm not sure if I ever came close to getting hit. I feel like I definitely would have, but I just don't remember.
For sure, dude.
Yeah.
I feel like unless you get hit,
I still
hit,
nearly
it's not
get hit by
memorable.
Cars to this day. Yeah, true.
I opened my fucking head to the skull by accident.
What?
When I was a kid.
How did what? You do that?
You opened your head to the skull.
Yeah,
oh, like cracked it open.
Could, yeah.
Oh, shit, true.
Like I fucked it. I was running up big stairs and I tripped.
Dude, I used to do that all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like crack, I'd be like running along a curb or like a limestone wall.
Yeah.
Being like, fuck yeah.
I'm
sick. And then just slip and fucking smack my head.
Yeah.
Guess how many times?
I did it so many times. Or like run around the corner when I was a kid and just go straight into a wall.
Get a massive egg, dude.
Yeah.
So many times.
Stupid amount of times, to be honest.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
When I was from like primary school, maybe like, yeah, like primary school and younger, like I probably had stitches in my head like 5 times from doing stupid shit. And they were all awesome stories.
Yeah.
Well, the first one, my brother just beat me up in pillow fighting. Like he just dominated
whoa,
me.
Whoa. You just said they're all 6 stories.
No, this is the one that I'm going to say first. No, I wouldn't say 6 stories.
You got beat up in pillow fighting and you had to get stitches.
But
cheers.
He's hit. He's absolutely just.
Tell you what, it
me.
Sounds a bit gay.
He's
yeah.
Mate, I was probably like four. It's probably like 4 years old, right?
I thought you were gonna say 4 years ago. I was like, oh shit.
Probably was. Nah, he's actually spooned me, and I'm going flying back and hit the top like headboard on my parents' bed.
I thought you were about to say hit the top of off.
The top of off.
Yeah.
No.
I like it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Cricket. Anyway. Another one, I fell out of a tree. That one's probably pretty cool.
Yeah, falling out of trees is sick.
Head
yeah.
first, too.
Yeah, that's pretty
head first. Dude. How do you fall out of a tree head first?
Because I just... It's like penguin dive.
Hit a branch. Oh, what?
No, I was like climbing up and I slipped. And I've just gone... into the ground.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll
the dumbest one. When I say sick before, I meant dumb. And fucking retarded. So you remember penny boards? Like
yeah.
Like I was after school at primary school. We were at the Pines down in Darlington. And I was on my penny board and I slowed down and I stopped to tie up my shoe. And I bent down and I accidentally flicked it and it fucking hit me in the head. And I was pissing blood from it. I still got a scar from it and shit, bro.
That's what that's from. I've noticed
swear
that
to
before,
God, bro.
I thought you just like always had it, eh?
Bro, and I fucking like, yeah.
It's from a penny board.
Yeah, it's from a penny board when I've gone to tie up my shoe and absent. Like, you know when you flick
nice.
It? Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible.
They're hard too.
They firm. Are. They're like firm
plastic.
Plastic
rigid
yeah.
bits in them too.
Fuck that.
Yeah. It sucked. All my friends seen me and I was like, for a second, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Do you like
tough. Blood dripping down the face?
Did yeah. you put it on for a little bit?
I didn't realize. Like, I got hit in the head. I was like, shit, that fucking sucked.
Yeah.
And then I turned around, went to my mates, and they were looking at me. I was like, fuck, I'm pissing.
Dude, you're tough as fuck.
Yeah. So tough, bro.
That's so tough.
That's actually pretty manly, eh?
Then I went to my mate's place and had to have a shower and wash all the blood off.
Yeah.
What's this?
Makes sense.
I don't know. That's like playing with shit, bro.
Chug-a-lug 3000, boy.
ADHD.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Unprescribed and never will be.
Always stealing me papers.
I don't get the point. And I don't know if this is just
I was just looking for him.
I don't know if this is like my philosophy and if I'm like a parent. Unless it's fucking terrible, but I wouldn't get the point testing my kids if they had ADHD or not. Because then, first off, they're just going to be prescribed drugs for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be like
rely on them as well.
And when they're going to be like different at school. And that's like...
They feel different as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually a pretty big problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, I feel like if you do it to kids that are so young as well, then they form a reliability on it.
Yeah. Where I reckon there would be a really high percentage of the population that would, like, have stuff like ADHD and struggle at school, but not, like, but get through. Like, be able to cope, actually, without having to do shit.
Yeah, I mean, you'd... Nah.
Yeah. Nah. We'll never know.
We'll never know.
I guess we'll never know.
Nope.
Yeah.
Should we wrap it up?
Slay.
I gotta go to the movies.
Damn.
Fuck off, mate.
What movie are you watching?
The new Hunger Games.
Ooh.
Apparently it's
fucking hell good.
Really?
Is that what you were gonna say?
No.
Oh.
I've only talked to one person who...
Oh, I've heard it's fucking...
I've heard it's really good as well.
True.
Yeah.
Have you watched all the sequels?
Yes, sir. I've read all the books as well.
Is it an
apart from this one.
Is it an add-on or is it... timeline.
It's a pre-sequel, so it's before the very first one.
Fuck, that'll be pretty cool.
So it's like how Hunger Games came about.
That'll be pretty cool. I reckon...
Never watched it, eh?
Oh, don't.
You never watched Hunger Games?
Never.
Dude, you're a nuffy with the movies.
I am a nuffy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hunger Games is awesome, dude. And the books are fucking good as well.
I read the book.
Yeah.
One of the books.
Cat.
I actually surprisingly read all of them, believe it or not. That was the only book series I ever read.
It's the biggest cap of my life.
Double cap.
I did. I had to do tests on them in school and shit.
You actually were capping too.
I swear to God.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking hell.
What? What do
you think? I thought someone was coming. Because then I forgot, like, after I said it, I was like, yeah, I've mentioned that I've never read a full fucking book apart from, like, Ben 10.